Brad, your work's been described as an essay in comfort, luxury, and unexpected spatial depth. Can you talk to us a little bit about your design of the Bonica apartment and how this space was used effectively?
Yeah, sure. So the Bonica apartment, along with quite a few of other projects, which the Bonica apartment sort of sits at 24 square metres, we've kind of pick up these projects with a focus on treating them as not being a compromise, but a way to really add a lot of value to, I guess, someone's life and show that living in a small space, you know, can be a luxury and can be desirable.
What are some of the techniques for small-scale living? You know, if somebody's looking to live in a small space like a studio apartment or small house?
Look, we kind of take quite an architectural approach to our techniques or to sort of thinking about how you design for a small space or house. So a lot of the design, I think, we do really focuses on creating a great sense of space and getting light and, you know, improving the aspect or the views, making the most of the outlook, kind of thinking about the apartment as its own site and in that, you know, what features we can really utilize, rather than just thinking about it purely as how do we get lots of covered space in here? Because for it to be a space that you want to spend your time in, it really needs to be a great space. So it's essentially a focus on the sense of space as opposed to just functions within the space. And a lot of that, there's little tricks that we do in our projects just to improve that sense of space.
Not so much of a one size fits all approach.
No, everything's got to be pretty bespoke and custom when you're talking about working at a apartment, you know, of almost all scales. I think a lot of it's about thinking about, well, one, the site, as I mentioned, but also the other aspect is what our clients' priorities are. You know, whether you are the sort of person that's going to want to stay at home and cook a lot, or whether it's you know, an apartment that you can crash in the city and you're going to be eating out, you know, when you're there. So, you know, do you have a small kitchen? Do you have a big kitchen? Do you want like a separate sleeping space, or do you want it to have more of a hotel feel, you know? So it's sort of figuring out exactly what, you know, is right for you, you know, because whatever you do, there's going to be an element that you need to pick your priorities on.
Certainly over the last few years, you know, since I personally moved to Sydney, I've seen, you know, enormous swaths of apartment buildings crop up where previously there were full-scale family homes, such as it were. Are you seeing an increase in the demand around this small-scale design? A lot of people coming to terms with a reduction in space?
We're at an interesting time. You know, with the COVID pandemic. But sort of leading up to it, I think, you know, housing prices in Sydney in particular were sort of going through the roof, and just an affordable option for, you know, the majority of Sydney is apartment living. The idea of sort of the quarter acre block being the, you know, Australian dream with a house sitting on it really isn't achievable for the majority of people, I don't think now. So, there's definitely a shift into thinking about these smaller spaces, and that's kind of how the rest of the world lives. You know, in Paris or New York, you'd never think of living in an apartment as a compromise as such. So, we've definitely been seeing a shift to people being comfortable with living in apartments and, you know, making it their own.
And in terms of, as you obviously mentioned, you know, this is matching people to the right kind of spaces based on their expectations of use of that space. But for those that might be looking to buy into or invest in smaller spaces, anything in particular you would say to steer away from, to look for as an obvious point of reference to say, well, no, this is probably not going to work for you?
Yeah, look, I guess there's certain things that you can change in an apartment, and there's certain things that you can't. And the things that you can't change is access to natural light, you know, or a view. or the, you know, the actual building that you're in. I mean, I think the building that you're in has to be a place that you're kind of excited to come home to as a block. And then having a view and having natural light, you know, makes a huge difference to the quality of life that I think you can have inside an apartment. I think kind of as humans, we just crave sort of direct sunlight a lot of the time. So those are things that you can't change. So I think everything else, you know, once you have the apartment, once you're inside it, you can move walls around, you know, you can reorganize the layout, you can change finishes, fixtures, all that sort of stuff. So I guess that's sort of the thing to think about.
Well, Brad, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining. Obviously, for a lot of people, this is becoming more and more of a pressing concern. Do appreciate you joining us on it this morning.
Yeah, no problems. Thanks for having me on.